This is a Tablosophy podcast. St. George is 150 years old, but our history here started long ago. At Johnson Farm, we can touch the footprints of dinosaurs who waded through the mud here 200 million years ago, when there still was only one supercontinent. If we look with the eyes of geologists, as we drive on I-15 through the cuts and the bluffs on each end of town, we can read layer on layer of geological history, and from the top of any bluff here, in the land where the earth meets the sky, we can see the wrinkles of the Colorado Plateau. If we look down as we walk with the eyes of an archaeologist, we can find arrowheads, pieces of pottery, and other evidences of a people who hunted and farmed here for millennia, leaving stories painted and cut in the rocks. We drink water from dams and canals started by the early Anglo settlers. We can buy ice cream in Judd's store, listen to music in the tabernacle, take an art class in the old Dixie Academy, and run our hands over the old stonework. History is not something found in a book or dates to be memorized. If we look, we can see history all around us, because history is us. It is who we are, what we are, and why we are. When we flip the light switch, we must remember there would be no light switch without Benjamin Franklin and his kite, and no car to drive without that unknown early man who first made the wheel. History is the story of who we are, from the wheel and the kite to here. It is our story. History is us. Like the arrowheads and broken pottery, we are the leftovers of the past, the evidence of man's eternal struggle for survival, always at the mercy of the unknown future. And if we don't know the stories, can't read the rock art, 150 years is nothing but the blink of an eye. Open your eyes and discover the adventure of the past in the present. From my tub to yours, Carl.